Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Praise God. Just the title, Praise God. Now this is not just a make-weight, let me just read the verse. At least the first few lines of the verse. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the opening remark to his letter. He's introduced himself, Peter an apostle, to God's elect and so on. Grace, peace be yours in abundance now. Here we go. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is not a make-weight. This is not just a passing remark. Let me say that again. This is not, I repeat, not just a throwaway. This is a tremendous note-setter for the whole letter. Okay, I'm going to say a lot about suffering, says Peter. We are a suffering people, fiery trials, persecution and the rest, yes. There's much of that to come. But praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. No explanation, it's just an outburst. Okay, we are suffering saints. We are scattered saints. And we're going to get into suffering and trial and persecution, whatever, in this letter. And we can start looking within, and we can start looking at our circumstances. But what is Peter making us do before we start? Before you start, he says, stop looking at yourself. Stop looking at circumstances. Don't look at the wind blowing, no. Don't see the clouds coming. Look up and look to God. Don't look back. Yes, well, we can look back. Look back to eternity, to God's election and so on. But really look forward. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, look back in that sense to our original in Christ in eternity past. Look back to the cross. Look back to the Spirit's work. Yes, all that, we've seen that. Now look forward. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. Surely, brother and sister, this is the secret of facing all the difficulties we have to face today in life. The trials, the sense of loneliness, the fear, the doubt, the questions. We need to get a sense of God, of looking up to God. I need to speak to myself about this. After all, I'm preaching it. Physician, heal thyself. Look more to God. This is the note to hit. Not man, not self, not circumstances, but God himself and God alone. The triune God, all traced back to the Father. This is what this man is doing for me here. This is what he's doing for his readers. Richard Burnham did it in a hymn like this. God in three appears all glorious to the everlasting, in the everlasting one. Shines the fullness of the Godhead in the person of the Son. Reigns in three, the great Jehovah, reigns in all victorious grace, shows his all-transporting beauties through the bleeding Prince of Peace. Sing we all the Lord of glory, sing the mercy pure and free, mercy flowing from the fountain of the everlasting three. Equal all and all united in the one eternal God, shining all with equal splendor through the rich atoning blood. May we all with admiration, here it is, roll the cheering truth along. Three in one be all the chorus, three in one be all the song. Come, thou triune God and Saviour, now descend to purest love. Sing we then, now descend in purest love. Sing we then with holy ardour. Sing our way to realms above. Yes, we can be miserable people. We can be speaking of our sins and our failures and mistakes and errors and confusion. And there's plenty of it, plenty of it. I'm not minimizing it. But sing we then with holy ardour. Sing our way to realms above. That's Richard Burnham. Now, Peter, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.